Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies the next few days with increasing heat and humidity. Highs will reach the 80s, dipping to the 70s at night. Let's get things started with COVID. The CDC says it's dropping COVID-19 risk alerts for cruise passengers. The alerts informed travelers of coronavirus risk levels connected to cruising. The CDC had a 4-tier risk assessment rating for cruise travel. Since cruising restarted in June 2021 after a pandemic hiatus, the U.S. agency has alternated between calling cruising a high risk or very high risk for contracting COVID-19. The announcement comes as the CDC says the Omicron subvariant BA.2 is now the dominant version of the virus in the United States. While the strain has proven to be highly contagious, it has not shown to cause severe illness due to the prevalence of vaccines. In food news, All Day was one of countless Miami-area restaurants that closed during the pandemic. But it's doing something few others have managed. It has reopened. The beloved downtown coffee shop was a favorite with the breakfast and lunch crowd. It reopened 2 weeks ago just as its owner had hoped when she closed it last May, days short of its 5-year anniversary. All Day is at 1035 North Miami Avenue. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In the Keys, the Coast Guard has been busy on the waters this year as the agency deals with a surge in migration to Florida from Cuba and Haiti. But crews have been busy saving other lives too. This week, Coast Guard crews from Station Key West rescued 2 injured green turtles in separate discoveries off the lower Florida Keys. Both of the injured turtles were brought to the Turtle Hospital in Marathon for treatment and rehab. In South Beach, there won't be a midnight curfew in South Beach this weekend as spring break comes to a close. The Miami Beach city manager says she will not extend the spring break state of emergency imposed following 2 shootings. The city's 6 p.m. cutoff on alcohol sales at liquor stores in the area also will end. Police will continue to have an increased presence in South Beach through the weekend. Traffic and parking restrictions will also stay in place. / article 25991370.html # story link equals CPY. And finally, Bad Bunny wants you to spend the night. The reggaeton superstar is now an Airbnb host. He is opening the doors to his 53-foot custom-designed tour truck for 3 individual one-night stays. On each of the nights, April 6th through 8th, a fan can book the space for $91 a night plus taxes and fees. The price is a nod to his record-breaking 9.1 billion streams on Spotify in 2021. Guests will receive VIP tickets to the singer's Miami tour, which runs April 1st through 3rd. A photo shoot with the big rig, access to a sound system so you can listen to his songs, and a tour of his favorite Miami stops. Sadly, Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, will not be there himself. But he will leave you a virtual greeting. You can book your stay at airbnb.com/badbunny. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.